when it comes to finding out how to improve a farm's biodiversity, there is plenty of general advice that is doled out by the powers that be. But what if a farmer wants individual, specialised advice for just their farm? Well, The Horse's Mouth is a mentorship programme run by Farming for Nature, where one of their farmer ambassadors will visit your farm to have a one-to-one chat about how you'd like to shape it to help improve biodiversity. The scheme is in hot demand every year, with just 50 places on offer, and our reporter Hannah Quinn Mulligan travelled to Clare to meet farmer and mentor Mona Muller to find out what makes the mentorship scheme so special.
That bird song is amazing.
Yeah. Every morning I'm up with the bird song because I sleep just up there and I have my window wide open. I couldn't otherwise, I'd feel kind of locked in if I'd keep the window closed. Then the cuckoo is really strong first thing in the morning. Like late at night you get the song thrushes. And I had a barn owl circling this little field, it's just in front of my window there. A couple of nights now in a row. It's particularly when it gets a bit drier, the river is a bit quieter and you can really hear all your night birds and everything.
It's such a scenic location. Your house is just in front of us and we're in a field in front of your house. There's a river running by it that we can hear in the background. The ducks have come down to say hello. You're milking as well in a micro dairy just for your own family, and you have vegetables growing, you have other bits and bobs. I'm nearly scared to ask what else you have going on as well. You've some sucklers as well, don't you? And on top of this, then
it's beef rearing from the dairy cows, really.
And then on top of all of this, you decided to take on a mentorship role with Farming for Nature for Their Horse's Mouth. So one farmer, you being the farmer, it gives another farmer advice on perhaps how they might want to manage their grasslands or put in something to help biodiversity in nature.
It's something you kind of naturally want to do, you know. You have something that you really value, which is this family farming. I mean, we came very much out of trying to be as self-sufficient as possible with everything, so we kind of do everything, you know, from eggs, meat, vegetables, milk, cheese, everything. It's a little bit mad sometimes, but it was very small at the start and it grew and grew and grew. And you can kind of see, you know, with this kind of farming, which is fairly low stocked and still gives a return. I mean, if I had to buy the food I'm producing, or we're producing altogether, we'd probably pay at least 300, 350 euros a week just on food. So that's an income as well. And you want to spread the news, you know, this kind of farming in this area where people generally just dump cattle somewhere to get the payments and then take the cattle off in the winter because the land is so bad that you can't...
It is a corner of County Clare that is unbelievably beautiful. It's outside Scariff area, we could say, and people just forget and people abandon the land as well. It's so sad, but you are creating a thriving industry and it's one of the busiest farms. There's so many young people walking around doing stuff as well.
We're fortunate that our children are many. We have four children and three of them are still here in some form or other. I mean, two of them are very heavily involved, including their partners, and one of them has renovated an old cottage that was on the farm. And I feel so blessed that I want to be here, and I feel so blessed that this is possible. I mean, nobody of us is getting rich or anything, but we have our own food and we have everything we need and everything we want, and it's such a blessing to be able to do this.
Mona clearly took to the mentoring like a duck to water, but I was interested to find out what her mentee, part-time beef farmer Keith Ranelow, also based in County Clare, had made of the whole experience.
We'll give Keith a call because we're standing in front of the pond, so we'll talk ponds next. One second. Give him a warning first.
Hello, Anna.
Hey, Keith, how are you? I'm here with Mona on her farm.
How are you?
Hey, Keith, how are you?
Very good, very good, Mona.
Nice to hear you again. How are you getting on?
All good, good. Yeah, just here enjoying the sunshine today.
Keith, what was the experience like, you know, inviting Mona onto your farm? Because sometimes farmers can feel a bit funny about inviting another farmer onto their land. They think they're going to be judged. How was it for you?
I found it brilliant. It was just sort of a very informal walk. I think we walked every inch of the land.
Yeah.
And just opened up my eyes. So it was very encouraging to Mona be pointing out stuff we're doing right. And it was very encouraging then getting ideas off Mona where we can improve things and sort of, you know, tips of what we can do. So I found it brilliant. Another thing Mona pointed out then was owl boxes. So we're hoping to put up 2 owl boxes this year, and hopefully we'll get some inhabitants in the near future.
Yeah, that's the one limiting factor for owls, is that they need enough places where they can nest, because the population of owls is looking very, very positive, funnily enough, because of that shrew that moved into the country. Yeah, they're keeping them in check, and they're thriving on them. So yeah, we have owls here now as well on the farm, which I'm completely thrilled about. And we put owl boxes up there a couple of years ago, and one of them is occupied. So that's really rewarding. So yeah, put up them owl boxes. It's so nice to hear them screeching at night and hear the mating calls and that. Yeah, absolutely do.
Cheers, Keith. Take care.
Okay, brilliant, Hannah. Thanks, Mona.
Bye. Talk to you later.
Cheerio. Bye. 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 Bye.
There you go, nothing but a positive review.
Glowing. he's a lovely man.
But you know, what was nice was it was just a chat between farmers.
Yeah, that's it. And it was very informal and very kind of on one level. So it wasn't like I had to not lecture him or anything. Like I wouldn't want to anyway. But so it was just very positive. And you know, farms, that's what we love. And that's what you have in common. And you straight away have a friend. Because farming can be a very lonely occupation, you know, you're there on your farm and you're working away and you're fighting the nettles. It's really lovely if somebody points out, you know, there's a caterpillar that really needs nettles. Why not? And then you just straight away feel positive about your bit of neglect or whatever you thought you were doing. Yeah, and also, you know, rushes, like, you can't fight rushes, like, it's an endless battle. Just make friends with them, you know, look at the little meadow pippin nests in them and just think, it's okay.
Mona Muller with our Hannah in Clare. And applications for that scheme are open until the 31st of May. You can find out more information on farmingfornature.ie.